All right, Dean Butler. Okay, so we're going to just talk a little bit about kind of the show and the Ozarks and your experiences being in and around this area. What are some of the things that you kind of like about the Ozarks, or maybe you might be looking forward to this upcoming visit?
Well, the topography of the Ozarks is really beautiful. It's very evocative country with this sort of the gentle, what I have seen of the Ozarks is sort of that gentle rolling foothills quality. And of course, as someone who has made Little House and Laura Ingalls Wilder a big part of my life, I am very appreciative of the Ozarks as a place where Laura and Almanzo as a couple found the success and the comfort in their lives that had really evaded them in the Dakotas where they were living when they first got married. You know, the Ozarks gave Laura and Almanzo an opportunity to farm on land that was maybe not exactly the same as Almanzo grew up on in upper state New York, but there was more in common with that land than the land that they were living on in the Dakotas. And they became successful farmers for the first time in their married life and were able to sustain that. And of course, the Ozarks are very important in Laura World because at Rocky Ridge Farm, at a little desk in the house that they built at Rocky Ridge, that's where Laura wrote her famous Little House on the Prairie books. They were all written right there in the Ozarks at Rocky Ridge Farm. And those books have touched readers going back beginning 90 years ago. Those books have touched readers all over the world in a very, very special way. Now, the books are not about her life in the Ozarks. They are about her life in other parts of America. But she focused all of her thinking about that life that she had lived as a little girl during her life in the Ozarks. So it's very special. And when you come to the house, you step in, I mentioned this earlier, you step into that house and you feel them there. And all the history that they presented, all of the beautiful stories about family and community and love and forgiveness and how they survived, how they survived are iconic American stories. And when they were first published in the 1930s, they were really published because they could inspire a generation of young people who were struggling during the Great Depression to figure out how they were going to survive and how they were going to move on. And the reasoning for publishing the books was that if this young girl could survive in the very challenging world she was living in, then perhaps they could survive and flourish as well. And face their lives with optimism and positivity. And that's really, as much as anything else, what Laura brings in her books. And all of that was framed during her life in the Ozarks. And that makes the Ozarks, for me, and for many, many people, a very special place.
Now, Dan, speaking to Dean here, Little House on the Prairie was clearly formative for your career in a lot of different ways. How do you think that it impacted your skills and your way about going forward in your acting profession going past that project?
Well, I think that even beyond whatever I did as an actor, I mean, look, I think I was the right person at the right time to walk in the door to be hired to be this character. I mean, that's clearly the way this worked out. Little House has touched every aspect of my life going forward because it was thought of as this iconic program, now even more so perhaps than then. But it has continued to be popular, and it's a framing point of my life. You know, Dan, I always say to people when, not to be morbid at all, but, you know, after I breathe my last breath on this earth, I think that Little House will certainly be in the first line of my obituary. And it's that central to my life. It is, it's absolutely huge. Not only did it affect what I was able to do as an actor, but watching the people that I was able to watch and experience while working with them certainly also informed the other part of my life, which is functioning more as a writer and a producer and a creator of content. And whenever I'm working, I think back to the working on other projects, I'm thinking back to the lessons I learned while on that set, which was just filled with incredibly talented, capable people, led, of course, by the incomparable Michael Landon, who was just an extraordinary creative presence in the world of television. Just amazing. So, you know, being surrounded by that, all of that, I've done the best I could through the years to carry the lessons I learned there into other things that I've done. And I think it's been a great thing for me. A really great thing. And the fact that I'm sitting here, Dan, 45 years after starting this project, talking to you about coming to visit in the Ozarks to Rocky Ridge Farm, that's pretty good evidence that this has had wonderful staying power for millions and millions of people worldwide. And every day in 140 countries around the world in over 40 languages, Little House on the Prairie is playing somewhere. And that's a very powerful thing for all of us who are part of the program.
That's got me even more curious, man. I'm kind of wondering about this. If you had to distill the wisdom that you attained from working alongside everybody with that show into one major lesson, what do you think that would be?
Probably, there are so many lessons, Dan, but I think probably the most, maybe one of the most important lessons among many would be to pick the material that you choose to work on very carefully. Because, and look, there's no way of knowing what something, you have to believe in something that you're, things that you're working on. And thinking back on those years, The Little House series was something that everyone who was working on it believed in deeply, because they believed in what it represented. They believed in the values. They believed in the storytelling. They believed in the leadership in Michael Landon, how it was being done. You know, you have to believe in what you're doing, and you have to put your whole self into it when you're doing it. And that's a big lesson. There's no halfway. You can't sort of be halfway in and halfway out. You've got to be all the way in. And that was the way it worked with Little House. Everyone was all the way in.
And that's all the time we had for this talk with Dean Butler, the actor known for his role as Almanzo Wilder on Little House on the Prairie. If you wish to learn more about this actor and his experiences, you can see him this weekend, Wilder Days, in Mansfield, Missouri.